Mary, well, let me do my thanks, Ryo. Thanks, everyone. My name is Mary. I'm a compulsive eater. I'm very grateful to be here. I'm very grateful to be here to share my birthday with everyone on the meeting, with See How as a whole, with gratitude. And it's always hard to put these things into words, right? But what it was like, what happened to change me, and what I'm like now. I was joking with Ruth and Sue in the beginning. I'll share one picture, and saying this is what it was like. I almost don't have to say one more word. This is what it was like. Now this smile on my face is not really probably very reflective, because I could tune up a personality to pretend that I was not in pain. And I think that's some of the stuff that I work on, now. The longer I'm abstinent, as I stay abstinent, keep removing that veil that I put up to insulate myself from people, places, things, my reactions to things. And I did want to read just a little paragraph out of the big book today on page 43. Once more, the alcoholic at certain times has no effective mental defense against the first drink. Except in a few rare cases, neither he nor any other human being can provide such a defense. His defense must come from a higher power. And I think about probably over the last couple of weeks, I've been talking to my sponsor about this real like def the surrender of it. God can take care of everything. This morning, talking about if God can handle do the food, right? Then really anything can happen. And I went to my first meeting on Saturday, July 4th, my first See How meeting Saturday, July 4th, 2009. Jean was taking her candle because she has the same day. Ruth and Debbie were at that meeting. And I'm always struck by that when I celebrate my birthday, that to spend that amount of time with the same people. And then also this particular number 17 for me is also, I've now been in See How and around you guys longer than I was around the last group of people that I was very affected by. And the difference in the affectation is completely different. And I am experiencing a freedom I didn't really know was possible. I was a compulsive eater. I show the picture of me. I'm about 28 in that picture. But I was an overweight kid. I began compulsively eating somewhere around 4. I carried my weight. I was a chubby, fat, whatever, whatever I want to say, all that time into my adulthood. I had some periods of thinness, mainly due to exercise. And then today I was struck, not struck, but really, at 18 years old, I am all the things. I work four programs, right? This is, I can. Sometimes it's hard to extract out what program it is that, because they all work together. Food was the first thing I picked up to anesthetize. I have used alcohol, pot, money, gambling, men, disassociation. I have done so many things over time. I got sober. This segues into what's going on today. I got sober in 1985. I was 22 years old, and I went to meetings and I did the stuff. I didn't really work the, I didn't work the program. And then I moved to Vegas right around 8 years. I just like me, I don't know. I moved right around 8 years of sobriety, and I get here and I'm at a casino and I'm there doing, and then enormous. And I order a drink, and I heard myself say it. And in the same thing, it was like, oh my God, I got to get out of here. And I attribute that as that idea that I was without defense, that because I heard it, And I was so in the food. I was so in the food. I had recently moved out here. I had left. That picture is taken with my mother's in the picture, and she is very sick, terminally ill. That's in June. She dies in September. I felt like adrift. Not my mother and I didn't have. We had a complicated relationship. Near the end, it was there was a lot of conversation and healing, but she suggested to me that I move really far away. And contrary to my other parts of my life, I actually did listen, and I got in a car and I drove to Vegas. And now I've been out here. September will be like 34 years. But I compulsively ate across the country. I compulsively ate everywhere I went and everything that I did. And in two, right around, the last week, the last couple of weeks of my eating were so painful, and I clearly remember them. I was hitting that bottom. I could no longer picture my life with food or without it. I was trying to not eat with thinking I could work a different program steps and applying it to the food. That was not working. Beating myself up, willing myself not to eat. The high resolve, like Bill talks about in his story. I am just about ready to get married. I mean, and I. It was in May of 2009. I went to what I thought was See How, and I walk in this meeting. I think I'm in See How. I picked the food plan of where there was no sugar, no flour. It was pretty strict. It was most likely like OA gray sheet because my mother had been abstinent. My mother got abstinent when I was 10, so I knew what the food plan looked like. But in this meeting was a woman who was in See How but had just showed up at that meeting because she was meeting a friend of hers at the meeting. So I'm in See How. She gives me questions. I'm writing every day. And then I don't know how it comes up. She's like, "Well, I'm in Compulsive Eaters Anonymous How." And I'm like, "What? Like, I thought that's what we were doing." And then she took me to the Saturday meeting at Monte Vista, July 4th, 2009. That's why I don't claim that day because I wasn't in See How, but I had taken some weight off in between. Planning this wedding, we live in New Vegas. Bud and I, we get married. We're having a wedding in New York. We get a puppy. We buy a house. Like this is if you can just go pile on all the chaos in a very short period of time. But I was chaotic. Chaos was one of my coping mechanisms. If I could stay really busy, I did not have to sit long enough and think about why I was so messed up. And so now, I don't have the food. There's still massive amounts of chaos and wreckage. I'm in trouble with the post office. I wasn't getting my mail. I had to commit to the postmaster. I would go 3 days a week to the mailbox. I get in trouble with the IRS not far after being here in that first year. Like there was a lot going on. But what God did is he gave me this willingness every day to pack all my food. And I'd say for probably 6 months, because I wasn't really sure where the day would take me, but I always left my house with my food. And I'm so grateful because that I don't have it. I don't know what it is. I will frequently, if I'm unsure what's going on, the food just comes with me wherever. And because my primary purpose is to stay abstinent while I turn this stuff over and really at this point give myself a chance to heal. And I have had a very tight grip on me for a very long time. And 2 years ago in February, I went to the assembly, the area to assembly in February of 2025. And someone was leading the meditation meeting in the morning. And she shared before she started it about how her sponsor had suggested to her at some point that perhaps she might want to try meditation every day. Why don't you just try it? And the way this woman was delivering her story, her experience, it was so welcoming, like, wow, I could try this. Now, this is 2 years ago, right? I'm now at See How 15 years. I'm talking here because I am not on the, I am on the sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly path of this. And so, but I came back and I began to really practice meditation. And different from prayer. And, my prayers, a lot of my prayers sometimes can be I'm diagnosing the problem and I'm offering the solution and then trying to act accordingly. I am my very own higher power. So, this letting go process is unwinding from, Bill calls it the icy intellectual mountain. I call it tightly wound, being mad at myself. And somewhat recently, it's sort of come up like, I deserved it all. I deserved being fat. I deserved being people mad at me. Like this idea of that I deserved bad things, right? Because I did not really consider myself. I grew up in a house where there was dysfunction in the beginning, my first 12 years, active alcoholism, mental illness, workaholism, and compulsive eating. So, I just carried that with me. So, but for, for today, this July 4th, 2026, I'm so grateful I have, I'm really grateful to be here today because there are people in this meeting who were here when I got here, and there are people on this meeting that I have been for when they got here. I have had five sponsors. I am on sponsor number five. Three of my sponsors are on this meeting. There are people on this meeting I've sponsored, I no longer sponsor. I call that a testament to the program because look, if I got my feelings hurt or if I thought I hurt your feelings, I was running and gunning. I was out. I was gone. I would find myself a new place to be, a new something else to do. But the program really works. And I am committed to my recovery every day. I work, I've been working on an inventory in a different program on I'm on step eight, made a list of all those we had harmed. I'm having difficulty. I was suggested to put me at the top of the list. It is excruciating. It's like it sits here, because I need four programs to put on moisturizer. I am just that. So, but I am really experiencing some real freedom and well, and here's Bud. So Bud is here. Bud is my husband, but he's here as my husband, right? Yeah, we're D and C Howe. He's also came along for the ride because he got on the boat. He got on the ride early. And so it's so nice to be here with that Bud's here. And I tried to sort of plan what to say and I had a sentence. I go, yeah, say that. That's good. Say that. I said, no, I'm just going to. Turn it over and be kind to yourself. Abstinence is the kindest thing I can do for me. It's the kindest thing I can do for anyone else. Because in abstinence and not compulsively eating, there's so much, there's hope. I can be different. I am different. There's the differences are monumental. I say, I make left-hand turns now. I base my whole, I didn't, I made decisions on not on left-hand turns to not make them. I mean, it ruled my life for a long time. I know I can now make left turns. I can go places that the people tell me you can't go. I bring my food. I just go. I don't go. I don't care. There's a lot of things I don't care about. I eat all my food out of cans. It takes 11 cans of vegetables to make my work lunches. It takes me 24 minutes to put it together. Bud cooks some protein on the weekend. Like it is so simple. I ran out of sweet. I was using one sweetener a day. I ran out of that somewhere along the line. Never bought it again. Just the way it went. I did get a good tip when I first my first sponsor. She had me write on. Look at the food plan. Go through the food list and write down all the trigger foods that are on the food plan. And I did. And then the next morning when I called her, I told her what they were. And I didn't eat. Well, one of them was a food. I didn't eat it probably for 5 years. Today I do eat it today, but I am not, I don't have the phenomenon of craving. And another one I've never had since, ever. And like these are the I get lots of tips. I go to fellowship. I learn a lot of stuff at fellowship. I learn how to be part of a group and people. And I was encouraged to let people love me. And I'm watching the time. I'm glad the timer goes up. And it's, I've been through a lot of stuff in abstinence, a lot of, things that seemed really difficult or even didn't seem so difficult in the moment. In hindsight, I look back and go, oh my God. That was wild. For a period of time during COVID, and Bud and I were staying, he was working in San Francisco, and we were staying in this, our friend's trailer, like an Airstream. Man, it was, the refrigerator didn't work, the water stopped working, the AC hardly worked. It was rough. And I just would get my abstinent food, live out of a cooler, go to the garden. I'm actively participating in my own recovery. And I heard at a meeting a long time ago, right? This woman used to say, I can sit in my garage for 45 years. It is never going to make me a car. And I always love that because I really want to be different because it was painful. So my pain level is so decreased. And I get to it quicker. Like I can't sit in the pain like I used to. I had very high tolerances of pain, both longevity wise and how I felt. And I'm so grateful. Debbie's my sponsor now. I came, Jean was a sponsor at one point. Linda C, here she's at. Ruth took, Ruth and Debbie, I was going in this car for, we call it carpool karaoke. I was like, oh my God, I'd sit in the back going, oh my God. Then, but what I learned in that, in the car was those two would talk, those two, Ruth and Debbie would talk to each other and their camaraderie, their, I could feel their love, their friendship, their encouraging of each other. Was palpable in the car. And now I've known you guys, right, for 17 years. There's been a lot of change, not just in me. Okay. People are different. And I'm glad to be here. I have, like, I've been coming to this meeting since the beginning for me. Then it went COVID. I like where I live. I'm home now. I'm in my house that for a while was living sort of nomadically. And I'm very grateful. God has really blessed me with, peace, a lot more peace, a real way to get to peace, turning things over. But for me, it needed to have the abstinence for sure. The weighed and measured food. I weigh my food every meal. It goes on the scale. I don't, I like it. It helps me. I like weighing once a week on maintenance. I really like it. I find it helpful. Keeps everything in gear, in check, right? I get to weigh every week. I get to talk to a sponsor 7 days a week. I get to have good, positive feedback, things to consider that I do not come up with. Oh, maybe you could do that. Maybe this or maybe that. I'm like, what? What? I just finished an inventory on work as I've been trying to think about retirement. What does retirement look like? Well, I had to look at what work looked like because goodness gracious, I've been doing that compulsively for a minute since I was a little kid. And what does retirement look like? I don't know because I'm not retired. So I have been trying to think about things that have not happened yet. And, but I feel better getting situ stuff situated. And I'm grateful to be here today. I'm grateful you guys are here with me, that I'm not alone. I always feel you guys are really nice to. Thank you.